present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Going to the Dogs.
Fresh air. That's the stuff, Alfred.
Yeah, it's a bit too fresh for me.
Oh, there's James, standing outside Whittle's house. Hello, James.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Craythorpe, and Alfie. Walking as well. Where's the chicken coop and the bone shaker?
Chicken coop and bone shaker?
Mr. Craythorpe's car and your motorbike. Have you both done a swap with the ragman for a bowl of goldfish?
Ah, that's it. Belt up. Look, why are you hanging about outside Whittle's?
Oh, I'm going for a walk with his old dad.
Well, it's a lovely night for a stroll, James, provided you don't go too far. Where are you both going?
Oh, just down to the Dogs.
The Dogs?
The Dogs' home. Old Mr. Whittle loves dogs. When he was a lighthouse keeper, he had a little dachshund, and every night it followed him upstairs to bed.
Well, there's hundreds of steps in a lighthouse.
I know, that's what wore its legs down. When he first got it, he was a bull mastiff.
Oh, give over. Hey, there's old Mr. Whittle coming out of the house.
I won't be a moment, Jim. I'll just lock up the lighthouse and then we'll go ashore.
Righto. Look at him, Mr. Craythorpe. Isn't he marvellous? 82 years old and still got his own tooth.
I've filled my lamps, trimmed my wicks, and I'm ready for off. Hello. Who's these two chaps? A couple of shipwrecked sailors waiting to be rescued?
It's Mr. Craythorpe and Alfie Hall.
What? You caught a crayfish in the Albert Hall?
Oh, heck. I'd forgotten he's a bit deaf on one side. I'll shout up a bit.
I'll tell him who we are, James. I am Theodore Craythorpe, sir.
So there's no need to apologise. We're in no hurry.
You lay up, I'll have a go. Hello, Mr. Whittle. I'm Alfie Hall, Jimmy's sister Susan's boyfriend.
Oh, very interesting. I say, aren't you Alfie Hall, Jimmy's sister's boyfriend?
That's what I just said I was.
Yeah, I can't hear you, you see. You're on my bad side, the bad side.
Bad side? Well, what's he talking about, Jimmy?
It means you're on his right side and you should be on his left side, because his left side's his good side and not his right side.
Oh.
I say, Jim, are you sure they're a couple of shipwrecked sailors?
Look, sir, we are Theodore Craythorpe and Alfred Hall, and we are not shipwrecked mariners.
Oh, foreigners, that's explained it.
It's no use, Mr. Craythorpe. There's only one way you'll get a message through to him.
What's that, James?
Put it in a bottle and throw it in his bath.
The result of that race was first, number 4, Peg's Delight. Second, number 1, the Flying Scot.
Number 4 was fast. I won me bet.
Wait a minute. You didn't back number 4 on that last race. It was the race before that.
No, Jim. You got it wrong. Look, go and get 2 meat pies while I collect me winnings from the bookie.
But Mr. Whittle won't give you any money. You didn't win. Your dog came out of the trap, yawned and walked back in again.
Oh, stop pulling me leg. Now, which bookie did I place me bet with, then?
Oh, it was him over there with the broken nose and the shifty eyes. He hides his face every time the policeman passes.
Oh, of course, honest Charlie. Now, you get the pies while I collect me winnings.
But Mr. Whittle, you haven't won. Come back. Oh, what's the use? He's not with it. Oh, heck, it's crowded. Excuse me.
Who do you think you're chubbing, my lad? Clitheroe? It's you.
Oh, heck, fog on, Fred.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Higginbottom. Now, if you'll excuse me, can I walk through your legs and I'll be on my way?
Just a minute. What are you doing on a dock track? I suppose you've come here to play one of your innocent little pranks, like doping all the greyhounds.
Oh, very funny, Mr. Higginbottom. I must remember to tell that to the other dope, your Aussie.
That does it. Come here.
Oh, let go of me. I'm here with Mr. Whittle's dad, and he's an old sailor. If he catches you hitting me, he'll tie your neck in a granny knot.
Whittle's dad? That old pensioner? Where is the weak-kneed old gent? Having to lie down between races?
No, he's over there, look. Clouting on his Charlie with his own satchel.
He must have gone mad. What's he playing at?
He's trying to collect the winnings that he hasn't won.
What are you talking about?
Look out, he's coming.
Did you see me, Jim? Not bad for an old man, eh? Now, is there anybody else wants sorting out while I'm in the mood?
Yes, Mr. Higginbottom here. He called you a weak-kneed old...
Turn it up, Clitheroe. What's the trouble about? Wouldn't Honest Charlie pay you winnings, then?
Winnings? Oh, I remember now, yes. I kept wondering why I was clouting him. You see, it was just a waste of time, though. I didn't back the right dog. Yeah, you might have told me, Jim.
Might have told you?
Anyway, it's all right, Jim. You start on Saturday.
Clitheroe, have you any idea what he's blabbering about?
Hang on, I'll go round to his good side and ask him. Calling W for Whittle, here is a message for your brain. Return to base immediately so we can find out what you're talking about. Roger and out.
Oh, well, we'll speak to your pal Roger when he comes back. First, you see, we've got to go and see a man about a dog.
Oh, have we? Well, it's over there.
No. No, Jim. The man who owns the dog that you're going to walk around the track, you see, at 10 bob a night.
Oh, I see. Well, what, 10 bob a night? Just for taking a greyhound for a tattoo?
Are you going, Jim? Yes, well, ta-ta to you then, yes.
Look, did you say this lad's going to walk the greyhounds round for 10 bob a night?
A fight? Oh, no, thanks, I've had one. Oh, yes. Anyway... Now, just let me tell you the good news, you see. I've got Jim, a job, walking the dog round the track for 10 bob a night. Starting Saturday. Yes, well, now, I bet that'll surprise you, Mr.
Higginbottom.
Oh, has he? Have you seen a doctor about it?
Oh. I can't stand any more of this. I'm off before he drives me bonkers.
Did you hear that, Jim? Playing conkers at his age. Ridiculous.
Look, never mind him.
Too big.
Is this on the level about me getting 10 bob a night?
Well, of course. Now, we'll be meeting the chap to fix it in a minute.
Well, look, I don't think Mum and Grandad would like to know I was working here.
No.
But even if we don't tell them, you might tell somebody else and they might pass it on. So whatever you do, you mustn't tell anybody we've been to the dog track.
Oh, we'll come back. But if we do, I've just thought of something, Jim. Now, whatever happens, we mustn't tell anybody that we've been at the dog track.
Yes. Why didn't I think of that?
I'm sorry you can't turn out for the darts match on Saturday, Harry. Should be a good game.
I know, Pete. I'd have been there if it wasn't for me old dad. I told him not to go out last night, but anything I say is just like the straw off a duck's back.
And now he's done with a cold, you say?
Ah, that's right. And when the doctor finds out, he'll tie him to his bed with his horoscope. Do you know, he warned him not to go out with his chest being bad, especially to a cold, drafty dog track. It was just tempting prominence.
Yeah, well, it does seem a shame, Harry. Your dad's told me how much he looks forward to his night out at the dogs.
Ah, but you don't know what the bother he causes. Now, take the last time I went with him.
Yeah.
He caused more trouble than an ant's nest at a nudist's picnic. Anyway, my old dad won't be going to any dog meeting. Well, not on Saturday. He's staying at home with me.
You what, Mr. Whittle? What did you say?
Oh, hello, Jim. I was just telling Mum and Grandad that I'm not letting my old dad go to the dogs on Saturday.
Well, you can't do that. Saturday's the night when I start work.
What's that, Jimmy?
Start work on me arithmetic studies. So I can win the first race, the first prize in the exams. When I go to see the headmaster in his kennel at trap.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, Grandad.
Hey, for a minute, Jim, you sounded like me old dad when he come back from the races last night. He rambled on that much, I thought he was having one of his mental abbreviations. Hey, come to think of it, he mentioned you, Jim.
Did he?
What was it my old dad said? Oh, yes. He said he saw you last night, Jim.
Really? Did you see him, Jimmy?
I think there's somebody at the door. I'll just go.
I've got it. Now, he said...
Mr. Whittle.
He said you lent him threepence to buy a paper. If you want it, here you are, Jim.
Oh, that's different. I thought he'd been telling you about backing
what?
Backing his bike into a bread van.
It's all right, Jim. My son Harry's out. You're on my good side, so you can talk away now.
All I've got to say is I'm fed up about tomorrow night.
What do you mean about walking the dog round for 10 bob?
Yes, now I can't do it thanks to your cruel son.
Oh, but we can go now, because I've got a sprained ankle.
Wait a minute. What's this about a sprained ankle?
Well, with a sprained ankle, I can't go out tomorrow anyway, so my son's going to the dart match after all. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry about this, Mr. Whittle. When did you sprain your ankle?
In about 5 minutes' time.
I'm sorry, I'm not with it. I'm just not with it.
Well, now, look. Now, if my son goes playing darts with your granddad and you stop at home instead of going with your mother, we can both go to the dogs because my sprained ankle isn't.
Wait a minute. You're pretending to have a sprained ankle.
Oh, no, I'm only pretending it's strained.
Mr. Whittle, you crafty old wick trimmer.
Jimmy, are you sure, son, you don't want to come with me tonight?
No, Mum. I mean, I'd like to, but I ought to do some swatting. You said me marks haven't been very good lately.
I know that, but I don't want you to be miserable all over the weekend. You know the saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, don't worry, this Jack's all right. I mean, I really don't mind not going, Mum.
Well, if you're sure you want to study, I know how you can make some money tonight.
Who told you? How do you know? How do you mean?
Well, you know that nice lady who lives down the road, Mrs. Fraser?
Yes.
She mentioned to me that she was wanting a babysitter for tonight. So I said you would do it.
Oh, yes, You what? Oh, no, Mum, I can't.
Why not? You'll get half a crown and some of her lovely cakes, I expect.
I know, but the baby might cry.
You can give it a dummy.
Mr. Whittle's expect me to go to give him a dummy to pop into... I don't know what to do with babies.
There's nothing to do. I've told you, if it cries, give it its dummy.
Yes, but babies do more than cry, you know. What if it was feeling sick?
What is all this? You've been babysitting for other people. What's so different about tonight? Are you up to something?
Of course not. I'll fix it and do it.
Good, that's settled. Well, I'm just going upstairs to have a wash. If Mr. Craythorpe comes while I'm up there, tell him I won't be long.
All right, Mum.
Or Susan. Would you do the dishes for me, love?
Righto, Mother.
Why hasn't Mrs. Fraser got a blooming nursemaid? That's an idea. We have a girl.
Hello. What's this miracle I've heard about? You staying in to study?
Well, I'm not staying in. I'm going to have a smashing time tonight. I'm going to Mrs. Fraser's babysitting. I'll have sweets, cakes, and they've got all the latest records. I'll bet you wish you could go.
Well, you'd lose your bet. I'm going dancing.
Well, go dancing then, Scraggy Neck. And I hope you get cramp in the middle of the twist.
Thank you. And I hope you have a nice time with the baby, nurse.
Oh, blooming heck, there must be somebody who'd like to mind a baby. Where can I find a mug? If that's Alfie, my search is over. I'll have to tell him a sob story.
Yeah, hello, Jimmy.
Well, if it isn't Alfie handicap. Alfie, come in.
You do get flustered sometimes when you talk, don't you?
I do. That's a laugh coming from the lad with the revolving mouth.
What did he say?
It's your lucky night. You're taking our Susan somewhere where you can dance, eat. You'll have all the snogging you want. 2 couches, no waiting, swinging. All all free and you'll get half a crown for going.
What is it? Some new club they're advertising?
Yes, Mrs. Fraser's Stork Club.
Eh? You are?
You know Mrs. Fraser down the road, that very nice lady?
Oh, yes.
Well, her baby will be in that house tonight, all alone. No one to guard it, to look after it, to give it its dummy or pat it on the bobo.
What do you mean? They've left a baby on its own?
Terrible, isn't it? A poor little baby girl. Alfie, will you be the knight who rescues this little damsel in distress before the dragon comes?
The dragon?
Ah, Susan. I mean, before his mother comes back.
Yeah, well, I couldn't leave a little baby on its own.
Good. Off you go, Sir Lancelot. Mount your fiery charger and gallop to the rescue.
You what?
Jump on your motorbike and beat it to Fraser's.
Oh, no, he won't. Alfie, take no notice of him.
I thought you were washing up.
I was, till I heard you telling Alfie that rubbish.
Rubbish? There is a baby there.
Well, it's none of our business.
Yeah, now, Susan, that's no way to talk. A little baby all alone with nobody to give it to dummy. A change its bottle of milk. I mean, feed it and protect it from the dragon in the castle. In the house.
The baby is perfectly all right. All Mrs. Fraser wants is a babysitter. So don't try and put it onto somebody else.
You is a little fibber.
Excuse me, Alfie, till I see who this is.
Oh, good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Mr. Craythorpe. Come in.
Thank you. Hello, James. Alfred.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe. Come in here. I've got a message for you from my mum.
Oh, very well. She's not got out already, has she?
Oh, no. Come in. I'll explain.
Very well.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And again. Listen, Mr. Craythorpe, you know Mrs. Fraser's baby?
Oh, yes, a lovely little girl.
Well, she's very fond of you.
The baby is?
No, Mrs. Fraser. The baby likes you as well. She said you're the nicest man she knows.
The baby did?
No, Mrs. Fraser. She's only interested in drinking.
Mrs. Fraser is?
No, the baby. Look, Mrs. Fraser wants a babysitter tonight, but she didn't like to ask you, so I thought I'd do it for her.
Well, that's very nice of her.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I pass.
Well, I'd like to look after the baby, but Mrs. Fraser is a bit of a crank.
Well, you don't have to mind her.
No, I mean she's a bit of a crank about colds. With my cold, she wouldn't let me go near the baby. I did hear that when her husband gets a cold, she makes him have his meals in the greenhouse.
Hey, that's it. Thanks, Mr. Craythorpe. She's afraid of colds, is she?
Oh, hello, Theodore. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Not at all, Mrs. Clitheroe. I'm early. I came to tell you that Mrs. Billington has a chill and won't be attending the meeting herself, so I wondered whether you would feel like going or not.
Oh, I see. Well, no, there's not much point in my going, is there?
You'll be staying in then, ma'am, on your own.
Oh, so it seems.
Oh, what a pity. I've got to go babysitting with a puppet. Puppet!
Well, if you have any trouble, or if she seems to be upset, you can ring me up.
Don't worry, if she's ill, I'll ring for the vet, the doctor.
But, Jim, lad, why are we going this way? This isn't the road to the Greyhound track.
Mr. Whittle, I've been trying to tell you. I've got to call on Mrs. Fraser. Fraser, you know her?
Oh, of course, Mrs. Fraser, yes. There's no need to shout.
Well, that's it. I was supposed to go to Fraser's babysitting.
The Frasers are flitting. They've only been here a month.
Don't bother. Look, I'm on your bad side. Come here. Just a minute. While I get Mrs. Fraser to tell me I can't look after the baby.
Oh, we can't take a baby to the dogs.
I'm already taking one, you. Oh, wait here.
He's a funny lad, that. Doesn't seem to understand a word I say.
I think walking round his lighthouse sent him dizzy for life.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. You're early. Come in. Well, how are you, Jimmy?
I'm fine, Mrs. Fraser. How are you?
Have you got a cold?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Look, you ought to be in bed.
Oh, no. I'm here to look after the baby. Just give me some hot milk, 2 aspirins, and lead me to the cot.
I couldn't let you look after the baby the way you are.
Oh, don't worry about me. I've got some smelling salts and brandy. If I feel faint, they'll bring me round in no time.
Do you mean you've actually been fainting?
Well, I haven't fainted once today, yet. In fact... I feel fine.
Jimmy, you must go home at once.
But Mrs. Fraser...
No buts, thank you all the same, but I'll get someone else. Good night, Jimmy. Look after yourself.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right, Mrs. Fraser. Good night. Mr. Whittle. Oh, there you are.
Am I? Yes. Well, I'm very glad to see you didn't bring the baby. There's no place for babies, a dog track.
I didn't go for... Oh, never mind. If we don't hurry, we'll miss the first race.
Yes, very interesting. But if we don't get going, we'll miss the first race.
One of us is going daft. And it could be me.
Father, it's nice to see you and Harry, but it's a bit of a shock to have you home at 9:30 on a Saturday night.
Well, the Dutch was over by 9. Higginbotham and another fella didn't turn up. So Harry here said since you were at home on your own, why didn't we come back and bring a wee drink for you?
Well, it was very thoughtful of you, Harry.
Oh, no, Pat. It's just a little token of my disrespect. I thought we might have a convivial sup together.
Well, here's to you both.
Cheerio.
Bottoms up, as the man said when... Cheers.
I'll get it, my dear.
Righto, Father. How did you get on at the darts then, Harry?
They were too good for us, Pat. They won every game. The victory was anonymous.
Hello. Sinclair speaking.
Oh, hello, Peter. Higginbotham here. I'm sorry I missed the match.
Oh, we lost 5-0. Oh, it didn't matter.
I didn't realise it was on tonight until I just got to the pub 2 minutes ago.
What's wrong? Are you on the wagon?
No, I've been to the dogs. I wish I hadn't as well.
No good, eh?
No. Hey, your Jimmy's got himself a good job there, hasn't he? At least old Whittle got it for him.
Oh, Jimmy? At the dogs?
Yes, oh, he's walking them round. Quite the little kennel lad.
Hey, Pat, Harry, come on and hear this. Go on, Higgy. Tell us more. We're all ears.
Oh, not so fast, my boy. Oh, I'm not as young as you are.
If we don't get home for 9:30, I won't live to be as old as you are.
No, I'm not cold. No, you can have my scarf if you want it.
Oh, come on.
We had some fun, didn't we? You and I. Well, I enjoyed it, you know.
I'll bet Honest Charlie didn't. That's twice in a week you've clouted him with his satchel.
Yes, well, it was that fella with him who started the bother, you know, waving his arms at me, making those rude signs.
He wasn't making rude signs at you. He was the tic-tac man.
Oh, fancy that, the tax man at the dogs, eh? He'd been losing our money, I suppose. Disgraceful, you know.
No, not tax man, tic-tac man. He signals what the odds are, like this, look.
Oh, don't you start making those signs.
That means 2-1.
Not in the Navy, it doesn't.
Forget it, we're nearly home. Oh, heck, there's me mum and grandad waiting at our door. And Mr. Whittle, the other one, your son. Oh, what can we do?
Something to chew. I've got no toffees left. Oh, Jim, look, over there. I've just seen our Harry with your mother and grandad.
Hey, pretend we've just met by accident. Hello, Mum. Hello, grandad. Hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hello, Jim.
Not you.
Fancy you two coming home together.
Yes, a coincidence, isn't it?
How's the baby?
The baby? Oh, the baby. Oh, all fine when I left Mrs. Fraser's.
Hello, Dad. I see your ankle's better.
Oh, was it Tom? What does it say?
What does what say?
Your uncle's letter.
Now look, Dad, move round to your good side.
My what?
Your good side.
Oh.
You're straining me Larry Links.
Well, the baby was easy to handle then, was it, Jim?
Oh, yes, I just slipped its corn leader. It's bottle and feed on the stove.
Well, that's fine. By the way, did Pigsdale Light win?
Yes, it won by 10 yards. Oh, heck.
Yes, you little scheming troublemaker. We know all about you and the dog track.
I'm sorry, Mum.
You will be when I get you in.
And you're a disgrace and all, Dad.
What's that?
Telling lies, going to the dogs, leading the lad astray.
No, 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 no. He led the dogs round. I just backed them.
Don't laugh, Mr. Whittle. We're in serious trouble.
I know. We're two old black sheep who've gone astray.
I don't know what you're so happy about. If we're not careful, in 5 minutes, the two black sheep will be cold mutton.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Rosalie Williams as Mrs. Fraser, and featuring Derek Giler as Old Man Whittle. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC. Thank you.